but then he started to slip. He developed problems with his short game, especially his putting. One reason, Billy now thinks, is the way tour courses are equipped. Every one of them has a big practice range with grass tees. On every practice range, there is an unlimited supply of fresh golf balls, real ones, not range balls. For a kid from Papago Park who could never afford to hit all the balls he wanted, this was all but irresistible. Billy started to spend more of his practice time working on his full swing. At the same time, he started to listen to the critics of his putting stroke. A player who starts spending too much time on his full swing and not enough on his wedges and chips will soon find himself facing longer putts for par. If they do this at the same time they're thinking about changing their putting stroke, thinking about taking the blade straight back and forth, they will soon find themselves in trouble. In fact, when Billy first came to see me in 1991, he told me he had developed a case of the yips. His scores were going up. He was in danger of losing his tour card. What he had, I thought, was not the yips. It was a case of misplaced priorities and a way of thinking that wasn't working on the putting green. I suggested that Billy stop trying to fix his putting stroke. It had never been broken. I told him I didn't care whether he cut